7 on a marvelous Monday morning, and welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you're with Mike in the Morning on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Balito, and really excited because today we are dropping a pebble in the pond and having another moment with the Ripple. Penny Furie is in the house to spread some good news, some good stories. And hi, Penny, how are you today?
Morning, friends. Morning, everyone. Nice Monday morning.
Yes. Nice Monday for a Ripple.
Yes.
And of just the second installment of a really cool feature that we started weeks ago. Today, putting a spotlight on an organization and a cause that I think is really deserving, Penny. And do you want to do the intro?
Yes, let's do it. So today's Ripple comes from Restore Africa Foundation. It's a North Coast NPO which is focused on community rebuilding and practical skills development for, you know, young people and a lot of projects across the North Coast. And one of the projects that they're currently working on is called Veggies for Kids, which works with primary schools across Kwadukuza and the surrounding areas to teach children how to grow their own food using simple methods that require very little space. Now, this initiative was started by a Balito-based community member, Edward Lowe, and he started after the 2023 Tongaat floods. Is that correct, Edward?
Edward, welcome.
Morning, guys. Yeah, thank you very much for having us, you know, number one. And Penny, I wanted to say thank you to you for joining us last week Friday. Just seeing the joy in your face, being with our children was absolutely magical. We actually started after the tornado in 2024 when I had a calling to go and assist our community and neighbors next door in Tongaat. And one thing led to the next, and the next thing I was on the Tongaat Disaster Management Team. And the first project that I got involved in was the rebuilding of Toka Seaswear Creche in Makwaveni. And it was whilst working at this creche that I realized how precious these children are. You know, these children were just beautiful. And they were so obedient, and they were getting taught, you know, properly taught at these schools, getting a proper education. And it was there that I realized that, you know, these children are the future building blocks of our nation. If we don't take care of these children, we're not going to have a future as a nation. And that just spiraled, and it just grew from Operation Clean Tongaat to now today being a registered non-profit company, Restore Africa Foundation.
Yeah.
And you know, work thus far, we've almost touched the lives of about 5,000 children in the last year and a half.
Wow. And that's, I mean, that's what you've been able to measure. And obviously, as the name of the segment goes, the ripple, there are ripples even beyond that. And the team is now, it's not just Edward. We've got Justine heading up marketing and communications, and Edward's brain in the background.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Justine Tennyson, how are you, Justine?
Good morning, North Coast. I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for having us this morning once again.
Great to have you guys in. And to be talking about this particular facet of what you're involved in, because the Restore Africa Foundation has got a bunch of different things going on. But yeah. Penny, what caught your eye about this particular initiative?
So the Veggies for Kids is a very, you know, it causes such a ripple effect, because obviously, you know, when you teach someone such a simple kid, the repercussions and the long-term effects are massive. So Edward, can I quickly come back to you? What does the work actually look like on the ground?
Okay, so basically what we do is we use a bucket system, your 20-liter bucket, and we go to the schools, we divide the school into their various classes, and we don't actually teach the children. So what we do is we go to the school, we teach a group of children to teach children. The whole idea is for the children to be really involved in this. And they get split into two groups, they get their buckets, their compost, their sand, and seeds, and we teach them also how to use toilet rolls to make makeshift seedlings.
Yes, I saw that.
So that's the recycling part of the whole thing. And basically it comes down to everybody having a lot of fun and these kids being taught a skill that they'll never forget. Amazing. And that's the aim of the game. It's not just about food security, but it's about skills development. And that's what we're all about as an organization.
Yeah. And also, how has that been? Where have you been so far, and where are you wanting to take this?
Right. So we've now completed 4 schools, which amounts to almost 3,000 children that have gained a skill they haven't had before. Sure. Our next school is now in April. So we did a school on Friday last week.
Yes.
It will be Golden Steps in Verulam. Now, this is a school that's very close to our heart. It's a school for special needs children. And that's an area that we are really focusing on as an organization. Our goal is to complete 12 schools, which we've committed to. in the Tongaat and Kwadakuza region. After that is to go back to the Department of Education and continue with our drive to all 132 schools they've given us access to, but we're going to have them help us to get this through. And our goal as an organization, long term, is to have a basic agricultural training program as part of the extracurricular for our primary schools, which we as an organization will assist the Department of Education to compile, put together and roll out to all our rural schools.
Yeah. And you know, with the veggies, the previous schools that you've done so far, what happens to them? What do the veggies, you know, where do they go? What do you do with them?
Right. So the amount of veggies that get grown is quite a lot. If you have 22 classes and each class has got a bucket of spinach, there's a lot of spinach coming off. A lot of the schools cook for themselves.
Yeah, so it's a feeding scheme, you say.
Yes, it forms part of their feeding scheme, but also, what we're trying to do is to assist them to get a vegetable garden going as well, utilizing the toilet seedling rolls that they've planted.
Okay, so it is. It's having a real, you know, making a real difference in the feeding scheme and helping the children, obviously, with a nutritional program. Yes, Justine, have you found, how receptive are the children to this project?
Well, I mean, basically when we walk in there, you know, teachers have prepped them and so forth, and they know we're coming. And it's just an amazing feeling once you walk in there and you see those little faces light up. I mean, you were with us on Friday, yes. Penny, and it's just on another level.
We're so receptive as
100%,
well.
100%, very receptive. But, you know, what's important to note is that we are not a charity organization. You know, we're in the business of, we are the future building blocks of our nation, you know, and this through helping those who need a little help to help themselves. So basically, and if we all do a little, like Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, if we all do a little good where we are, those little bits of good added together, it's that overwhelms the world, you know. And like Edward says, these are the building blocks of our nation. You know, and if I might just add very quickly is that, you know, they also deserve a hope and a future and a life.
Yeah.
And they are the future building blocks of this country.
Now, Edward, how does this scheme, how does it support itself? How are you managing to put it together?
Through lots and lots of hard work. We have been very fortunate as an organization due to the trust we've built up, due to the work that we've done, that we've got very big sponsors that are on board and assisting us to roll this out. You know, people like the Roundtable, Stark Airs, there are just so many people that are all adding their little bit that overwhelms the world.
And for anyone listening who wants to get involved, because there's always room for another sponsor, always room for some extra hands in the garden, what is the best way to support and to get in touch and to find out how either a company or an individual can get behind the initiative Veggies for Kids?
I think the best way would be is actually go to our Facebook page and then like our Facebook page. Don't forget to like and share, because that is in itself is already planting a seed and the word gets out there. That's probably one of the best ways.
And that is the Restore Africa Foundation
yes,
on
correct.
Facebook.
100%.
If you see RAF, it's not the Road Accident Fund. It's the Restore...
Yeah, oh, please. I'm happy with the Royal Air Force.
Restore Africa Foundation. And this one of the many great initiatives that are currently being piloted. Edward?
I just want to mention before we go offline, because I can see this conversation is drawing to an end very quickly. I wanted to say thank you very much again for having us. This coming Saturday, we are doing our Water Safety for Kids, which is held at Kuro for the Dunkirk Estate residents, as well as the pupils of Kuro. And this is not to teach children how to swim, but this is how to handle an emergency or a water-related emergency. And this is imperative. So we'll be teaching children, childminders, and parents on what to do if you have an emergency, on how to save a life while you're waiting for the emergency services to arrive.
And that's another arm of the school.
Oh, gosh, yeah, we do so much. So, yeah, go have a look at our Facebook page and you can actually see all the various initiatives, whether it's safety for kids, veggies for kids, water safety for kids. We do a lot.
Amazing. It's just the kind of story we want to put a spotlight on with this feature, The Ripple, and more power to the Restore Africa Foundation team. Guys, we just want to see you carry on this great work.
Yeah, and I know, and I want to just tell ask the listeners, if you know someone in our community doing work that deserves recognition, send us their story. It could be a neighbor, a volunteer, a teacher, a business owner, anyone creating a positive ripple, and send us a message on our WhatsApp channel or reach out to us on our social media pages and they could be featured in our future Ripple. And I know, just one last thing. What has been a good moment for you, Edward, in terms of what feeds your soul? Why do you keep doing this? Why do you wake up in the morning and put this energy in this project?
To be honest, because I was told to.
Yeah.
God said to me, these are your children. You are the custodian of these children. They are your responsibility. You know, if I look at these children, they are everybody's responsibility. No, not just my children, your children. They are all of our responsibility. And just seeing the difference in these lives, just seeing the hope in their eyes, you know, seeing their eyes shine and just the happiness, that's so golden to me. I wake up on a Monday morning and I'm so excited about the week, because I cannot wait to see what's going to happen this
and
week.
And that passion actually does show, as I witnessed it on Friday. And Justine, any last
words?
Yes,
definitely. Yeah. You can just hear the passion. This work matters a whole stack to us. It is extremely passionate, as he's got a story to tell. But, I mean, obviously we don't have time for that now. But I have a child on the autism spectrum, and that changes everything. This work is very close to our heart. This is absolutely not a job. And if you, this is passion. And I always say, Rome was not built in a day, but bricks were laid every hour.
Hey, think about that on a Monday morning. And thanks to our special guests from the Restore Africa Foundation, Edward Lowe and Justine Tennyson. And for anyone looking to get behind the incredible work that they're doing, look for the Restore Africa Foundation page on Facebook and hit them up. Get a line of communication open there. And Penny, thanks for bringing this ripple to our ears on a Monday.
Yes, thanks everyone, and keep tuning in until we focus on the ripples that are happening across our communities.
Well, thanks, guys.
Hey. Back to the music with Shabuzi, a track called Good News.